Awesome. All right. Okay. So this segment of the program will be kind of like a guide to the workout routine that that we're providing for these Kinjas, and this specific video and this and the download that people can access right underneath this video. The download is this PDF that takes them through the week by week routine of practicing the Kinjas.
Right.
And this routine that we're providing is specifically targeted toward seeing. So maybe we can talk just like a little bit about why it's important to follow the routine, like any trainer would, give
Right.
the person that, some guideposts or whatever, and all that. I mean, do you have what would you say about that as people are starting to download it, print out the PDF, take a look at it, start to mess around with it? What would you recommend, or what would you say?
Well, I'd say like any other trainer, it's I found this the most efficient way to do it, So, again, trying to be as pragmatic as possible and not skip any parts, not leave anything behind. Because some things we don't always know, especially working with energy, we don't always know the exact mechanism of how it's working. We can see that we're doing something, we're getting an end result, but to actually say like, okay, this thing on the floor that's heavy and I have a cord tied to is going up because I've got the cord wrapped over a pulley and I'm pulling on this end. I don't know exactly the mechanism always that of what's going on when we're talking about energetic things, right? So, but we do know that it works, and so, there's that gap in the middle of trying to dissect a mechanism of how it's working. I don't always want to, I don't want to spend a lot of time on that because it's sort of, that's for people who are experimenting and trying to figure it out when they've already got it under their belt,
Right.
So at this point, it's more
Trying to understand the mechanics of
the
the
mechanics
universe
of
or
it. Yeah,
whatever.
it's sort of like quantum mechanics. It's like, how does that work? And, how does the mechanism go? We get to a certain stage and we get closer all the time, but it's still like a mystery, but we can see the effects are actually happening. So, so for us, it's more important that we're getting the results that we want. We might not always know the mechanism. So not everything can be explained, but everything can be experienced, right? And our experience tells us either it didn't work or it did work. So, that's what we do. So it's basically about being, as efficient as possible and what's going to give you the most effective practice, and again, not really leaving anything to chance. We're not going to skip any chakras, we're not going to skip any, working out of any of them. Some are going to be easier than others for people. Some will have more effect than others for people, right? So everybody's a little bit different in that regard. So just like everything else, right? We're fingerprints, so we have a different configuration of our life experiences and all of that, which plays into it too. How we've dealt with things in our lives over the years, and the different chakras will start to sort that out to some degree. As it becomes more efficient, your perception of those things will change, and so then going forward, you're going to respond differently as well. So, as they're working more effectively. Yeah.
So, what would you, I mean, the routine is fairly long. I mean, the first 21 weeks of the protocol, is this building up of each one of the nine Kinjas and each one of those nine energy centers, step by step in a generalized sense. And then from 22 weeks on, then we're adding this extra layer in, of like these diagrams that we're putting on our foreheads and stuff like that. So, obviously it's going to take a fair amount of patience and devotion to work through these things and to build them up over time. So do you have any, like, I don't know, like just like little, like a words of encouragement or, and also like, why aren't we just jumping into the, starting at week 22 where, we're
Sure.
doing the full thug. It's like, I know how to do them all. So
Right.
why not just do them all and get right into it and go full,
Right.
guns blazing with,
Yeah, sure. I mean, again, if we use, the gym analogy, I mean, you wouldn't, if you were working out for decades, you wouldn't grab somebody who's a newbie and put them into your routine. You'd kill them. They'd never come back, right? Because mm-hmm. they'd have a, you know, either they couldn't follow through with it, they couldn't do the end result, right? Or they'd be disheartened, or, you know, they'd be so sore after that, or injured even, you know, if they tried to do too much. I mean, that, you know, they wouldn't come back. So they're losing the benefit of a long-term practice. And, you know, and nobody gets to be, you know, Arnold, you know, with a couple weeks of practice in the gym going from scratch, right? Mm-hmm. So you've got to be able to, you know, think about, I think it's always helpful to think about energetic work, you know, if it gets confusing or too, you know, amorphous, too nebulous, you know, like always try to bring it back to an analogy that's physical, because it'll clear your head, you know, as above, so below. And that is in regards to, you know, what energetic, you know, works the same way basically as the physical environment. So if we think about that, it'll clear your head overall. I mean, that was great advice that was given to me many, many years ago. And it's like anything that gets confusing, you know, try to give yourself a physical analogy of it and see if it makes it more clear. And when you do that, it makes it a little bit easier to continue, even if something's not working out the way that you think it should be working out, right? So my preconceived ideas of how easy it should be, or, you know, the grand effects that I'm going to get from that, sometimes it takes a little while for that to sort of pick up. I mean, it's not that people can't have those things right away, but, you know, everybody's different. So it's like if you're not getting some sort of huge, you know, burst from this, then, you know, don't be discouraged. It doesn't mean it's not working for you. It just means that you have ways to train. You know, it's like you need more bicep work, or you need more leg work, or whatever it is to balance things out. And it'll be, it's funny, and because they're all connected, of course, they're not disconnected, right? We sort of single them out, but it's never like they're disconnected. And so as you're toning and stimulating one, it's going to have some effect, its effect on those other chakras as well. So, you know, you may go past a certain one where you didn't think you got very much for it. You do the next couple up above that, and then all of a sudden you go back to the one that wasn't so good, and it works fantastic at that point. So,
and what do you mean by working?
Like, again, is it
what would the experience, how would we identify whether we feel that it's working or not?
Well, I think the usual things in meditation can apply it with this as well, right? Because this is sort of it is a meditative practice. It's just that my eyes are open and I'm focusing on a diagram rather than eyes closed and sort of running through a routine, right? So when I do that, you can have certain hallmarks of meditation, like you lose track of time, you know, it can be, you know, you'll feel, if you have experience, you'll feel that your state of consciousness shifts a bit. It'll, you know, sort of move more into that alpha state and maybe perhaps even into that theta state, right, where it's like, you know, a little bit deeper trance state. Bless you.
Thank you.
And so there's that. There's also some physical indications as well, working with the Khinjas, that can be like a soreness in the low back or around the kidneys. You know, when you're stimulating the Khinjas and the energy centers are moving more rapidly and being built and sort of expanding, because as they're spinning faster, they start to expand out, so they're sort of growing, you know, in a way. Mm. And so when that happens, it can have a physiological response, and usually that's in the lower back and, you know, up around the kidney area, where at least from the Chinese medical point of view, that's our repositories of energy, right? So that's where our storehouses are. And so as that's growing and there's more coming in and out, right, it's like those storehouses are also being packed full, and, you know, it takes some time for them to expand as well. And that's one of the reasons that we start off very slowly and build our way up, right? We don't want to burst the silos, right? It's like, that's the idea. It's like slow expansion, you know, then let them come back to normal, slow expansion again, let them come back to normal until they eventually start to retain a larger shape. You know, if we want to think of it that way, we keep replacing them with bigger and bigger silos, bigger storage houses, let's put it that way. Mm. And
that'll cause
cause a little bit of an ache there, or a physiological ache that goes away almost immediately after you're done. Mm. You know, but while you're doing it, it can get pretty intense. I wouldn't expect that until they get into the higher numbers of breathing, but you never know. You know, it could happen. So it's nothing to be alarmed about. If it gets too bad, obviously you stop and you just get up and relax and move around a bit, and it goes away within a very short period of time, a few minutes at the most.
And do you also feel that, like, this is, you always talk about, like, when you start to do a new practice and you're introducing something new into your life, you feel that that somehow stirs the pot in
Oh,
your
sure.
life, meaning like bringing certain thing areas of disharmony to the surface or to the light or whatever. Do you feel that even with these exercises, that effect will you also get some of that effect? I mean, do you?
Sure. I think it's the same. Anything new that we do, it's going to, stir the pot, like you said, and sort of bring up those bits on the bottom that we haven't been seeing for a long time. And some people would think that that's a negative thing, and it can feel that way in the beginning, but in the long run, I mean, we can't deal with things that we don't see.
Right.
So, in bringing them up, it's actually a benefit, and so it gives us the ability to interact with them in a better way than we have that put them on the bottom to begin with, right? So we didn't deal with them, and they just sort of got sequestered to a deep place, and we feel like we don't have to deal with them. Well, we do have to deal with them anytime we touch on something in our lives that has that as a that may be an aspect of, then it's going to come up and sort of, bare its teeth. So, for us, it's like we'd rather have it in a controlled situation where we know we're doing something to stimulate that. We know that that can be sort of the benefit of it. And so, as those come up, we perceive it differently because the chakra's been motivated and more sensitive, made more sensitive even from the first time. And so, if that comes up, now we have a different set of tools that we can deal with it. We may even have just a better understanding of that situation. We may deal with it differently than the same way that we used and pushed it down again. So we deal with it because we want to release that stuff. It's if it doesn't serve us, then we want to get rid of it. It's just things that are taking energy for no reason.
And each one, and by doing these things in order and slowly stimulating them and building them up over time, it's like kind of, let's say, as a gentle and sequential kind of like a the most organized the process can be, or the more natural the transitions can be from one to the next, and maybe one situation to the next, or one area of sensitivity to the next, right? By building them in order like this, we're kind of giving ourselves the best chance of successfully navigating through those experiences and reconstructing ourselves in a new way, basically.
Exactly. So even within this structure, there are foundations that are being built one at a time, right? And so each one, it's sequential because, if you jump ahead, you may not have the foundation of what you need prior to that to make that next one work. So, you want to sort of do it in the sequence that it's offered because it's the most efficient way of doing it. And you risk much less chance of something going awry, Or just, and by awry, I mean, you just will, you won't be engaging the experience on the level that you should be. Either building the chakra, the phenomena in the training area where you're doing it, or outside in your environment,
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, sweet. All right, well, next part we'll get on to how to actually do them all and get into the details. So, awesome. Thanks.